this pay raise plan, Governor, we're listening.
Well, Bobby, you know, we've been thinking about this a long time, and you know, you brought it up the other day, which is great, and I appreciate that, you know, in lots of ways, but we've been thinking about it, and because the state, we all know, we're on a real rocket ship ride, and we don't need to debate that. I mean, for crying out loud, we're pumping surplus after surplus. A lot of great people in our state ran to the fire, showed up every day, a lot of courage and everything. This is an opportunity for us to step up and do what I've said over and over. We have got to make education our centerpiece. It has really helped change our image all across the world. And people are coming to West Virginia, and there's lots and lots and lots of good that's going on. We've always known how good we are here, but we needed the world to know. And so with that, we're doing two things. We're going to give another historic 5% pay raise to all state employees. But in addition to that, we all know what's going on with inflation. And really, I'm critical of what's going on in Washington. There's no question. We've lost our way. But really, when it really boils right down to it, you know, Thanksgiving dinners cost more. I mean, for crying out loud, the gas pumps are eating us up. And so, if, you know, with all that, we're going to do an additional 2.5% pay raise or a 2.5% one-time inflation vaccine. We're going to call it an inflatos thing. And basically what it is to combat absolutely this inflation hurt that is inflicting on all of our state employees right now. But we're trying to help all West Virginians in every way. But these people have stepped up and done great stuff, and that's what we want to do. But we've got to get it through the House and the Senate. But I've surely got the support of the Senate President and the House Speaker of the House. So I think we're in good shape there, but we've got to get through.
Governor Jim Justice is with us. So a 5% across the board raise for state employees, teachers, and service workers, a 2.5% bonus, which is creatively named Inflatocene. I'll get to that in a minute. But so that would have to be, again, as you said, approved by the legislature. Then would that kick in if it's passed July 1, or would the bonus, could the bonus be paid out sooner?
Well, Hoppy, I'm very, very hopeful that the bonus will be paid out immediately. But the 5% pay raise probably will kick in July 1.
When you say immediately, does that mean it's, not to get too far down in the weeds, but it would be a separate entity or separate legislation that would be passed that, okay, it's passed, let's say, January 15th, and, you know, then as quick as the auditor can do it, they send out the checks, or it's added to checks? I mean, do you know the details yet, or the possible details?
Well, I don't know all the details, that's for sure, but at the same time, I want it to be a separate check, and what I want to have happen is, I want, as soon as it's passed, if we can get authorization to do so, I want to go to the auditor, and JB does a fabulous job in every way, and I want to go to him and see if we can get this out as fast as we possibly can, because we don't need this to drag around and, you know, get it out in March or April. We need to get this out in January. If we can get this passed right off the get-go and get it out, it'll really help a lot of folks that are struggling and having a tough time right now.
Governor, you know how the legislature can be. You do have the support of legislative leadership. Hanshaw and Blair were both there. Is there any question in your mind that there will be any significant opposition to this, or an attempt to change it in some way, make it bigger, make it smaller? What do you think will happen?
Well, Bobby, there'll always be some level of opposition. You know, everybody's got to get on a soapbox and start, you know, preaching, you know, so that they can get some recognition and everything. You always get some of that. But really, I really believe that you've got, for overwhelming majority of the people that are in the legislature are good people, and they want to stand up to try to benefit and help all within our state. And absolutely, I believe that this is going to pass overwhelmingly, and hopefully it'll pass very quickly, and then we can get on with rewarding great work by a lot of people that have absolutely pulled the rope together and make this stuff happen in Washington.
Governor, I would assume that the money for the 5% raise, which I think would be about $100 million or $120 million, somewhere in that range, would come from general revenue. The bonus money, would that come from general revenue, or can you use CARES money for that?
I've not really investigated the possibility of using CARES money for that. You know, I don't know that that's completely off the table. I mean, that's a good idea. I think we need to investigate that more and drill down on that a little bit more. But really and truly, I don't know how you get it into a CARES bucket from the standpoint of it. It really is a stopgap for the inflationary situation that we have going on right today. But we'll look at it. But nevertheless, you know, from the standpoint of where we're at, I think it's going to have to come out of the general revenue. And you know, from with all that being said, you know, obviously we're doing good in this state. We're doing really good. We don't want to be wasteful. We've maintained a really, really good flat budget. But in this situation, we do need to reward our folks. And this is, even though you're right in the number, even inclusive of the additional pension liability, it's about $120 million. And from the standpoint of the second level of this, because this is the second level of this one-time, inflatos thing. I keep messing that up, but the inflatos thing part of it won't affect the pension, you know, won't affect the pension liabilities and stuff like that. So with that, you know, the whole net cost of the whole thing is probably going to come in the neighborhood of about $160 to $170 million.
And something tells me you're the one that came up with inflatocene. I don't know of anybody else that would have come up with inflatocene.
Well, I kept thinking inflation vaccine, and you know, we don't want, you know, it just seems like it fits. We need one word, inflatocene. That's it.
All right, Governor Jim Justice. Governor, good to speak with you. I don't talk to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your families. Thank you for coming on today.
Merry Christmas to all y'all,
Hoppy,
and everybody out there. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Talk Line continues for me in COVID Care Studios.
The West Virginia Farm Bureau is an organization of people like conscientious citizens dedicated to improving the quality of their lives and the lives of those who depend on them. The West Virginia Farm Bureau is working for you, protecting the rights of private property owners and keeping property taxes in check. The West Virginia Farm Bureau is not just for farmers. It's for everyone. We pull the most when we pull together. Join us today. Visit wfarm.org.
The Thrasher Group is a team of architects, engineers, and field services professionals dedicated to moving West Virginia forward. They believe in supporting our local communities. Always have and always will. Thrasher strives every day to be good stewards.